ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They call it a jab. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Britain giving out the first coronavirus vaccine shots from Pfizer.
It was very, very exciting.
A 90-year-old grandma, the first one to get a dose. Prime Minister Boris Johnson talked to another who got one right after.
Really, very moving to hear her say that she's doing it for Britain. And that's exactly right, because she's protecting herself, but she's also helping to protect the entire country.
But Johnson says this is the beginning, not a time to relax on COVID yet. On Thursday, the FDA will consider Pfizer's vaccine approval in the U.S. a week before Moderna's. As we get more information from the FDA this morning on its review of Pfizer data showing the vaccine 94% effective in two doses, only about 50% though after just one shot, without serious side effects. Almost all those in clinical trial who got COVID have been given the placebo, not the vaccine. But there's insufficient data yet on safety for kids under 16 and pregnant women. Today, a discussion about distribution. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
The White House set to welcome leading vaccine manufacturers, drug distributors, and government officials to a COVID-19 vaccine summit just 2 days before a Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee meeting to consider the first U.S. application for a COVID-19 vaccine. Both Pfizer and Moderna, the two major drug manufacturers likely to receive emergency authorizations for a vaccine, rejected invitations from President Trump to appear at the summit. Upon taking office on January 20th, President-elect Biden will likely oversee the mass distribution effort for vaccines developed during the Trump administration. Dave?
John, by today states certify election results ahead of next Monday's Electoral College vote that would give Joe Biden the victory, but President Trump remains defiant, still fighting in five states, his lawyer Jenna Ellis told Fox.
Challenging the election results to say that the election officials did not act according to state law.
America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade tech for your business. Save big on the latest computers powered by Intel Core processors for your small business. And don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top-brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With just over 3 weeks or so before a new Congress is sworn in, this one is still trying to work out a needed budget deal and trying to end a months-long stalemate over more Corona financial aid.
House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer says the House will vote Wednesday on a one-week extension of government funding that would prevent a government shutdown Friday night and give lawmakers more time to consider a larger $1.5 trillion spending measure. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says the Senate will also take up that one-week measure. It means at least another week before a coronavirus bill is passed. Negotiators are working on a roughly $900 billion measure crafted by a bipartisan group in the House and Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the plan is to combine a spending bill with additional coronavirus relief during the lame duck Congress. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, there's concern about all that on Wall Street. Stocks could drop. Futures are down. The day after the Dow lost almost 150 points, but the Nasdaq rose to a record high again. In the NFL, a doubleheader. First, Washington beat unbeaten Pittsburgh 23-7. Then,
for the first time in 21 years, the Buffalo Bills win on Monday Night Football.
Allen throws wide open, and I mean wide open. Touchdown for the rookie Gabriel Davis.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Josh Allen connects with Gabriel Davis for his fourth touchdown pass of the game. Allen with 375 yards in the air as the Bills defeat the San Francisco 49ers 34-24. The Bills and Niners play in this one at State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals, the temporary residence for the 49ers due to COVID restrictions in Santa Clara County, California. Buffalo getting redemption for a loss to the Cards in Glendale earlier this season, now 9-3 on the year. San Francisco falls to 5-7. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
There is one more game tonight in this week of the NFL season. the Dallas Cowboys take on a Baltimore team hit hard by a COVID outbreak that's delayed this game, but more Ravens will play this week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, who I think had COVID, is going to start at quarterback for Baltimore.
Okay.
So there's NFL games every day of the week these days.
Why not?
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather, National Weather Service.
Considerable cloudiness. Today's high 41. 32 with some clouds into the evening tonight. Up to 54, down to 28 with sunshine. 56 on Thursday. Sunny conditions. Up to 52 on Friday, down to 42. A 60% chance of showers late and coming into Saturday. Right now, we're at 34 on ESPN 93.5.
Now, our Stever offer is PDR Automotive. I'm not sure I flipped the switch on the Go Stever site, so I'll accept text, too, this morning. So if you want to text in, if you want $200 to get your car fixed or get a tune-up or whatever you're looking to do with your vehicle, I'm offering $200 if you go to PDR Automotive. Now, text in PDR, the initials PDR, P as in Paul, D as in David, R as in Randy, and you might have a chance to get $200 at PDR Automotive. Text in 359-2255. If John Marshall and his fine staff can assist you with a vehicle, I'm handing out $200 bills so that you use them. You have to book an appointment within a week, at least get it booked, and then you'll have to tell me what your experience was like after that. So 359-2255, text in PDR if you would like a chance at $200 from Stevie J so you might get your car fixed. You're welcome. Happy to do it. No, really. PDR at 359-2255 for our Stever offer of the day. Clinical Assistant Professor, Director of Didactic Program in Dietetics at the University of Illinois College of Aces, Justine Karnak. How are you? Nice to have you on our program.
Thanks for having me.
Always like smart people on the show, so thanks for raising the ratings here just for a bit. We appreciate you very much. I had to look up didactic. How would you describe that?
That really would be the in-class portion of the training to become a dietitian.
Man, that's so timely because we kind of know the evils of sugar and salt, fat, all this stuff. Boy, be a dietitian. Everybody probably as good as a physician's assistant these days, Justina. It's a valuable thing to know, huh?
Absolutely. And I think everyone can benefit by seeing a dietitian at some point in their life.
Why do I think you're thin? I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. No, I just said you know so much, right? You teach this stuff. It's important. Why are you passionate about it?
I'm passionate because I think I really believe in you are what you eat. So when you eat right, you feel better, you move better. You're just a better person overall. You're happier, healthier, all those things.
Yeah. What do the 18-year-olds say about this?
Well, they say different things, but I think that the students that are in our major are really passionate about it and are really prepared to go on to a career being registered dietitians and, you know, practicing in a lot of different areas within the field.
There's plenty of, you know, people that are interested in this program, but there's room for people too, right, Justine?
Absolutely. So we definitely have more space for students. Overall, we're seeing a decline in college-age students, so that 18 to 22-year-old population, there's less children of that age or adults, however you want to categorize them. And so we definitely need more students. And there's also a growing need in the area of dietetics for more of us. So people aren't getting any thinner. We're not getting any healthier. And the good news is there's more health insurance coverage for visits with a registered dietitian and Medicare coverage for that as well. So doctors can refer their patients to us, and we need more of us to be out there to help combat all the chronic diseases.
How's the pandemic affected you personally and also professionally, and how about the kids?
Oh, yeah, it has really affected all of us so greatly. I would say my job has changed a lot because I mainly work from home now. I do all my advising, all my teaching, all my work from home, which has some positives, but also negatives. I really miss being with my students in person.
Sure.
You know, there's nothing more like having that one-on-one conversation with a student in your office or in the classroom. It has also reduced our ability to do outreach in the community. So we do a lot of nutrition education at local schools, within different, you know, nursing home, long-term care centers. We're no longer able to go to those places in person. In terms of the students, it's really affected them greatly, too. We know that there's some really negative effects of the pandemic. A lot of students are experiencing delays in graduations. They're not getting the internships, job offers. They're dealing with a lot of stress, disruptions in sleep. And we, of course, know that affects our eating habits, too. So we know there's not a whole lot of research out there yet, but we're going to start seeing that in terms of how COVID has caused an increase in weight gain, which none of us need, right?
Yeah.
And unhealthy behaviors, whether it's excessive eating, too much drinking, too much snacking, all those kind of things.
Well, when stress goes up, our mouths open or something. It's really really how that works. Justine Kardec is a clinical assistant professor, director of the didactic program in dietetics at the College of ACEs at the University of Illinois. I bet there's got to be pressure on you. Because you can't be seen in a drive-thru, right? I mean, gosh, yeah, man.
Well, I think that also, you know, the pandemic has also improved our access to services for dietitians and patients. Mm-hmm. So telehealth is now, you know, the standard of care with outpatient services. So, you know, now patients can see their dietitian from their home, which has really been helpful, especially those in rural areas. For those that can't get into the clinic. So that's actually, a lot of dietitians are enjoying being able to see more patients because the access is there.
Yeah.
There were so many more strict rules when Michelle Obama, as our first lady a few years back, was enforcing better health healthy choices in the cafeterias, especially our schools. But I know I had some kids in the school, and the big story was we have the healthiest trash can in America. So what's your response to that? How do we get our kids to eat better?
Well, I think it's repeated exposure and keep offering it. We know with even infants, toddlers, that you have to offer a food like 15 times, maybe before it becomes acceptable. So even though, yes, there's definitely some growing pains with trying new foods and, you know, acceptance of fruit and vegetables, the more times they see it, the more times they get to taste it, the more likely they are going to eat it. And also, of course, good role models. So seeing their caregivers, their parents, their teachers eat those kind of things as well helps influence their eating behavior.
I don't think I had to give the kids cotton candy 15 times. I don't know.
Well, there's the
true,
sugar.
True.
But I mean, you can also take a cauliflower and prepare it and put it in the oven, put some little spices on it and stuff, and it tastes a lot better. I mean, there's always the strategies, too, I think.
Sure.
Try and make the boring broccoli a little bit more interesting, I guess.
Right. So. And, you know, being the sneaky chef, grinding up, you know, spinach and putting it in your brownies.
Boom.
Kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, have you ever tried those black bean brownies?
Ooh. No, but that sounds interesting. Okay. But they say chocolate is the dominant taste, and it'll wipe out any of the nutritious stuff you put in there, so why not?
Yeah,
you just puree a can of black beans, and you put it with a package of brownie mix.
How's that taste?
And it tastes great. You can't taste it at all. It improves the fiber and the protein and reduces the fat and...
Puree, it's black great. Beans, put it with like the whatever package of brownies.
Right.
Really?
Yep. You remove all the other ingredients.
Well, you'll probably beat me to making that for me, Justine, but I guess I can try it at home. No, that actually sounds awesome. And see, that's the cool thing is Justine has all the tricks.
Yeah.
She knows all the cool things to do to make it better. How can people learn more? How can they sign up, Justine? Give me the lowdown on that.
Yes, it's very easy. You can always just Google dietetics or dietitian, and that will hopefully get you to the National Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which is eatright.org. But if you really want to learn more about our program, we're under Food Science and Human Nutrition at the University of Illinois. Any of our faculty or advisors would be happy to talk to a student that is interested in becoming a dietitian, but we also have food science, hospitality management, and human nutrition.
I can get a job with this, can I?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So with dietetics, there's a projected growth of 11% in the next 10 years. As I mentioned earlier, You know, obesity is not going away. All these chronic health problems aren't going away, unfortunately. And so there are always going to be jobs where food is involved.
Well done. Very well done. Such a learned person, Justine Carduck. Congratulations on being the director of didactic program at Dietetics College of ACES. Great to illuminate this. I love it. I think it's great. There's so many wonderful things at the University of Illinois. You're one of them, Justine. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm always happy to come back to give you some more recipes.
Anything
tips.
You Sounds want. Good. I want to have the black beans in my brownie now.
Home and make that.
I can do that. I know how to puree. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
College of ACES. You bet you have till January 5th to sign up for the fall of 21. I mean, that would be fun because it is critical this time of our lives when there's 71% of the world, of the country rather, 71% of America is overweight.
Yeah.
And so how valuable it is having your tool chest to put black beans pureed in your brownies.
You will have a job. So it's more than meets the eye. Explore the opportunities. ACES.illinois.edu.
But it's practical. It's one of those things where if I'm a handy guy, I know the difference between the pointy one and the flathead one. There's huge value in that.
Sure.
So to know how to eat and to shop, I mean, because most of the health problems stem from overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Justine. Well done, College of ACES at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Thank you, Laura Mabry, as well. Here we go with sports headlines.
And we're saying go Illini as number 6, our University of Illinois basketball team, faces number 10, Duke's Blue Devils, with our coach Brad Underwood facing the winning coach Mike Krzyzewski tonight for that Big Ten ACC Challenge and an 8:30 tip-off. Now, we're ranked 6, 3-1 in the season. Duke at number 10, 2-1 on the season. Their loss came from Michigan State, who now ranks at number 4. Iowa is at number 3.
Oh, Wisconsin lost. That's right.
Right.
Wisconsin was 4. They got beat on a tip-in from Marquette.
13.
Yeah.
And their game tomorrow has been canceled because Louisville was pausing their program indefinitely with their positive tests that have surfaced.
Let me get you some Brad here.
Okay.
He was speaking to the media yesterday via Zoom.
With Duke here tomorrow, we spent an extra day preparing for them. So, again, we're excited about the opportunity. The ACC Big Ten Challenge, in my opinion, is one of the great interconference matchups. It's fun. It's usually been over the course of a week. It's got some great matchups. As always, we feel like we're a part of that and excited about the opportunity to go take on a Duke team that's obviously got the winningest coach in the history of the game. What he's done throughout his career is remarkable.
That's what I do. I just say, I can't believe I'm with you. Coach K, could you take a picture with me? You guys are so good. We can't play with you.
There you go.
We wouldn't score on you, would we? And then at the end when you're winning, going, oh, I can't believe we're beating you.
Maybe Lovey should do the same with Northwestern's coach with their 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday.
And this is rivalry week. Is it a rivalry when the rival has beaten you 7 of the last 8 by an average of 20?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so.
That hurts.
We have to do better, be better. Lovey only has another year. So there's a problem here. How can you recruit if you only have a year on your contract? But how can you extend when you're not sure he's your guy anymore? I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh.
He's only in for next year. But how do you go out and say, hey, join my program? Well, you're only here another year, coach.
Okay. Well, thanks for reminding the fan base.
Man.
Okay.
So, but do you extend him? And I'm not sure people, the fans, would be all for that either. So I don't know.
Tonight in NFL action, Dallas is at Baltimore with a 7 o'clock kick. Yep. NFL action on Tuesday. Yesterday, late afternoon, we had Washington giving the Pittsburgh Steelers their first loss, 23-17. And then Monday Night Football had Buffalo Bills over the San Francisco 49ers, 34-24. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
I'm just typing something to Laura Mabry over at the College of ACES.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I love having your people on there.
Sure.
Great people. No, I mean, we had our guest Megan last week.
Yeah, she was great.
Hitting it out of the park, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love illuminating the greatness of the University of Illinois.
Me, too.
I mean, we just have so many stars on campus that we don't know about. I love talking to them. Let's check your weather.
Go Illini. We've got a high 41, 31, our low into the evening tonight. Tomorrow's high at 54, down to 28. Sunshine expected on Thursday with a high 56, low 36. Rain late on Friday and into Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 35 on ESPN 93.5.
You can text me PDR if you would like $200 to PDR Automotive, 359-2255. Text me PDR. And I give you $200 to PDR Automotive. You'll be in the running for all of that. Stand by. We'll be right back.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The government has revised its reading on worker productivity, how much we were getting done on the job in the summer quarter. Though it's still an increase, it was revised to up 4.6% from 4.9%. Apple shares are higher after the company unveiled a new style of wireless headphones with an over-ear design and high fidelity. AirPods Max will cost $549. Car owners are still buying parts in the pandemic. AutoZone's quarter was stronger than expected. Foot Locker has adopted a shareholder rights plan, an action companies often take to head off a takeover of the business. Investment firm Visa Equity has been buying up shares of Foot Locker, but the company says it's not in response to any specific proposal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Coming up in our next episode of House of Broken Dreams, one woman emerges from the shadows for the first time to tell me her harrowing tale. She lived at the Mosaic when Jennifer vanished. Her story was far worse than we could have imagined.
My friend would see somebody out and about late at night taking pictures of her. This is a legit zoom-in camera. She would say she would see this person, like, sometimes in a hallway. She was seriously worried for her safety.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
ESPN 93.5. Again, text me PDR if you want $200 to get your car fixed. These are great auto mechanics. They're awesome. John Marshall, the owner. PDR is our Stever offer where I give you money. You try the business. PDR at 359-2255. Coach Katie from Profiles by Sanford is in our studio. I'll go ahead and leave Diane's microphone up, but I just want to know, not looking at her, how's she doing?
Amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, are you just saying so that because she's right over here?
No, not at all. She's doing awesome.
All right, Diane is involved in Profiles by Sanford, a new program to lose weight. Diana, describe it.
Okay. It's not as hard as I thought it would be. And I'm averaging 10-pound loss per month. Mm-hmm. I'm approaching 30 pounds. Yeah. I'm a pound away from 30. Katie, I can't believe it.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
So when I first started out, I hopped on the scale, and I got this claymation image that was shocking.
That was almost you have PTSD from that, don't you? I mean, no, really.
Pretty much.
It was because she couldn't believe, and none of us know what's back there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't really get a claymation. Right. But you did, and it kind of rocked you a little bit.
It did. And, you know, I know that that's kind of how you start. Yeah. It's a reality check of, okay, where are you at as Coach Katie, mm-hmm. and then you're working through so many issues that people might have and encouraging them and mm-hmm. as their coach, you know, putting them on a healthy path. And the weight loss works because of the doctors and researchers that have backed this at Profile by Sanford. Mm-hmm. Describe all that, how it all began.
Well, I love that you said, like, working with me, too. I think that's a big part of our program mm-hmm. is working with the coaches. Especially right now because you have COVID and then we ran into holidays and everything. And I think people think it's hard to get through those times. And so it's nice to have a coach to walk you through it that whole time too. Mm-hmm. So we'll set up the plan with you, but then really work with you one-on-one to personalize it.
You're sincere. You want to help her.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, it is eye-opening to see those claymation measurements and everything. But again, that's what you... Like you said, that's what it's for.
But then you point out that you can see the progress and how encouraging that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you do every 6 or 8 weeks, mm-hmm. you stand on that rotating technology and it takes a picture of you and your body is an inch less in mm-hmm. like the arms and waist and places where you want it to go down, which I love it. Mm-hmm. And you have some assistance on the fitness side. Describe that at Profile by Sanford.
So we have personal trainers that work with us with our program. And again, they really help you personalize like what you want to do for exercise. So we won't tell Diane to go run a 10K like some mm-hmm. days. So you can work with our personal trainers to say, you know, this is how I'm feeling today. This is what I'm up for. And they'll give you a good routine based on what you're feeling.
And everything is supposed to be in moderation. You go slow. She said she lost 10 pounds in a month. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to lose 50 pounds
right.
because then that's going to come back and it's not done right. You're talking about mm-hmm. a habit change.
Yep.
A
absolutely.
Change of lifestyle.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that protein that you're getting in with the shakes and bars and things like that can mm-hmm. help sustain you to get over these hungry spots where I normally would be running through the drive-through.
Yeah.
And you know, when you look at the money aspect of things, you're really saving when mm-hmm. it comes to all the drive-through experiences that I was having mm-hmm. all the time. Now all I want to get is a grilled chicken option, and so my options are limited where I can drive through for that mm-hmm. or a healthy salad choice because I can have unlimited vegetables, right, Katie?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you have your shakes and bars, but I think we've been able to explore a ton of variety with your grocery foods, but then also your Profile foods too. But yeah, you're doing great, like finding vegetable options and good proteins. And
I think a lot of people are going to start asking you how to do it, mm-hmm. and you're going to tell them Profiles by Sanford. And I think they're and it's inevitable. How much does it cost? How much does it cost? I guess the question should be, what's it cost if you're not healthy?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what does it cost when you can't do the work or you mm-hmm. can't do X, Y, Z or you're out of breath and you can't walk a block? Yeah. I mean, you've got to decide, and first of the year is usually a good time to do that.
Yeah, yep, we do see more people after the holidays, for sure. But like you said, I think feeling better, having more energy.
Doctor's visits, there's a gazillion dollars spent on people tied to being overweight. When you have a bad back or knees, check the stomach. It might be something that isn't right there.
And exactly.
It all kind of ties together.
And for me, a CPAP machine and things like that, I've incorporated that in the last few years when I started packing it on. So I'm basically telling people, just call 403-9080 and have that first free consultation. Mm-hmm. Name drop me, Coach Katie. Lay it all out for you and talk about a plan that'll work for you. That's the deal. It's profileplan.com because mm-hmm. it's kind of a profile of your life and you're getting a plan to execute that.
Yep.
I mean, and it's not a good gift until the participant wants to.
Mm-hmm.
The people, so if somebody says, man, I'd love to do it, I can't afford it, that'd be a good gift mm-hmm. to help somebody get into it.
Right.
Because again, you're changing your life, you're changing everything, and you'll feel so much better. Diane, I know you feel better.
Yeah, a little skipping my step these days.
And who wouldn't want to work with Coach Katie?
That's right. Over by AMC Theater on Meyer Drive, Profile by Sanford. Again, 403-9080. Call and explore the opportunities today or visit profileplan.com.
Hey, Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. We'll talk to you in 2021.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's weird.
Keep up your good work with Diane Ducey.
Yep, thank you. Thank
All right.
You.
ESPN 93.5.
This year, business as usual has been anything but. At Busey Bank, we know you still have financial goals. Our team is here to develop plans and help build strategies that work as hard as you do. With the right partner and investment strategies in place, you can take charge of the years ahead. Busey's wealth management experts are right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
I'm Chris Foster. It's a big day in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccination program has started in the United Kingdom.
Margaret Keeman, who is 90, rolled up the sleeve of her Merry Christmas shirt and became the first person in the UK to get a COVID-19 vaccination outside of a clinical trial. It's the start of a global immunization effort, the UK going first after British regulators last week approved the Pfizer vaccine for use.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President-elect Biden plans to nominate retired General Lloyd Austin as defense secretary. Now, that position is typically held by a civilian, at least 7 years out of the service, to separate political and military leadership. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox,
it's time to restore proper civil-military balance to the Pentagon, and granting another waiver might put that at risk.
General James Mattis got a waiver to serve as President Trump's first defense secretary. America's listening to Fox News.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Sarah Honda Champaign, every new car in stock is marked down online. You can buy from home. You can skip a car payment, start paying next year so you have more money for the holidays. Ask him about how to trade in your vehicle and walk away with cash in your pocket. You've got to check it out. Stop into Sarah Champaign and see Jen Falcon to make an incredible deal on a new Honda and put some cash in your pocket for the holidays. Call 356-0303 or visit sarahhondachampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Family Medicine Group. The CDC recommends that everyone over the age of 6 months receive a flu vaccine each season. The flu vaccine strain or vaccinations will change each year, so it's important that everyone receives an updated flu shot.
Hello, I'm Jared Rogers from OSF Healthcare. With COVID-19 impacting our community, it is more important than ever this year to get a flu shot early. It takes about 2 weeks for your body to develop antibodies, and if you've ever had the real influenza, you surely know that you don't want the flu and anything else at the same time.
They can have very similar symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, fatigue. If you feel like it is more than just the flu, we recommend that maybe you could get the COVID-19 testing. And there are free testing sites throughout the city. OSF will provide that test.
Avoid co-infection, reduce the impact on local healthcare systems, and save lives.
If you want more details, visit OSF Healthcare.org.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather, National Weather Service.
Up to 42, down to 32 with more clouds today. Partly cloudy later on in the afternoon, and then clouds overnight and maybe some fog in the morning. Sunshine expected tomorrow, though. High 54, low 28, 56 the high on Thursday, 52 on Friday. A 60% chance of rain late and coming into Saturday. Now, Crisis Nursery has their drive-through holiday event happening at the Champaign County Fairgrounds, and that's supposed to be Friday evening and Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to use our radio van and do holiday music out of it. Shoot, I don't know how it'll work if it's rainy, but we'll work it out. And Santa's going to be there greeting people as they drive through, and it all helps out Crisis Nursery, crisisnursery.net for details. We're currently at 34 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, again, our Stever, I think I didn't flip a switch or something at GoStever.com. My apologies, so we'll do it via text. I'm giving out $200. Just go to PDR Automotive with your money and get something done, check up, or whatever you want to do. Maybe there's a need, and it could cost you $1,200 for all I know, but at least you get $200 off. Whatever, they'll quote stuff, and they'll do stuff for you. Maybe you just need a couple of tires. That'll cover it. $200 ought to cover that.
For sure.
Anyway, 359-2255, just text in PDR. You'll have till 9 to get hold of me. PDR at 359-2255. I'm handing out $200 to PDR Automotive. Mark says, PDR also never had Papadels, but never had Papadels. How about that? But worked in the building as a bartender when it was called. There's been a lot in that Coca-Cola building.
Yeah.
Jillian's. Remember Jillian's?
I do.
Vaguely. It's such a big area.
It is. I think it was full of pool tables and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And I like playing around.
There was a restaurant in the interim after Jillian's. Anyway, Manilikus.
Oh, yeah.
Dan had a restaurant there, I think.
Well, he was running the White Horse Inn for so long.
Yeah, no, right. No, I mean, us townies know all this history, but the Coca-Cola building, it was the original bottling company for Coca-Cola.
That's right.
And now it's Bob Monty and Andrea Seaton, his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They were on last hour talking about Papadels, and they lost 81 banquets. 81. Now, how much would a... You know, normal, I mean, that's got to range thousands of dollars.
I would think.
So that's hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're not going to get.
Karen had texted in about the wedding reception she attended there. I've been to numerous graduation parties. I was at a baby shower. It's a nice big space. And they had the pull-down projectors. So if there's a slideshow and things like that that go along with the gathering, it's just a really nice facility.
Kenny says, Julian said the best kamikazes. What's that?
Oh, that's a lot of booze in that one.
Okay, that's why it's called kamikaze.
That's right.
So alcohol related.
Probably like five different shots, similar to the Long Island iced tea.
Probably the best thing about Uber and Lyft is that you don't have to drink and drive.
For sure.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. You can go there and back like $7
People
or whatever.
People are much more conscientious
about
that.
Well, we love that. That's been the best part of Uber and Lyft is that you don't have to drink and drive like everybody generally does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. But yeah, I've never had one of those kamikaze. I couldn't handle a kamikaze, I promise you. All right, 359-2255, if you'd like to chime in. Brad Underwood met the press yesterday.
And yet, it's going to take, 10, 12 guys on the court who are going to decide it. So, again, we're excited, looking forward to it, and we'll tackle them tomorrow night at 9, 10 o'clock, whatever the tip time
Why
is.
Why would you worry about it? I think it is 9:30 out there.
Wow.
So it's 8:30 Central and 9:30. And keep in mind that, these guys get kind of fired up for these games. And usually you do a meal 4 hours before.
Uh-huh.
So 8:30, 7:30, 6. At 5:30, they'll have their meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what the science is with 4 hours
they're
before.
They're just firing on all cylinders then.
Yeah.
Food is fuel.
Yep, that's right. And what they eat, they probably eat quite a bit, but then it digests in time or something. But anyway, so it's 9:30. So long days like that. I think Brad Underwood does about 4 walks. By the way, did you notice how thin he looks?
Yes.
He's dropped some pounds, but he's, I've seen him walking on Windsor like.
Me too.
All the time.
I do too.
He's out there all the time and must be good everything for him because it's long walks.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. But he's not like speed walking or duck walking. He's just walking.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, we're right there with Baylor. Duke's going to be, you know, comparably talented. I mean, I don't think they have the people Baylor has. Baylor has a bunch of old guards.
Yeah, the veterans on the team.
Really, really good. So these are going to be very talented. I mean, Duke just says, okay, you want to come here? Okay, I'll come. It's five-star guys. It's very difficult to get a five-star guy. They have like five in the starting lineup, and you only start five. Come on, man. I thought we were into socialism. That's not fair. You give me two.
There you go.
All right, 839.
Working from home and need more space? Diane Ducey here. My friend Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can pave the way for you selling your current home and helping you find one with the space you need. Check out nateevansgroup.com. I'm Diane Ducey. Boy, you can really pack on the pounds when you're quarantining and staying home so much, and the holiday season is upon us. Turn your life around. Start a healthy lifestyle and get a coach from Profile by Sanford to help you lose the weight. Profile by Sanford has a solution that works, developed by doctors and researchers. It's your year. Start now. Get a free consultation. Visit profileplan.com and tell them Diane sent you. Set up a free consultation. That's profileplan.com.
Ask yourself, is there a better feeling than knowing you made a difference in someone's life, whether it be a child who has health issues or a veteran with wellness problems? Did you know there is an organization that can lodge nationwide and one locally whose mission statement is to help children and veterans? Who are they? They are the Elks. To learn more about the Elks cause, visit elks.org or call 217-359-2497. One's efforts can make a difference to so many.
Okay, now we're trying to come up chronologically. So we think it was Jillian's, then Butita's.
Butita's.
And then I think Dan Manilakis had a restaurant, and then it was Papa Del's. I think that's the order.
And I was thinking Jillian's was in there. I mean, Jupiter's was in there at some time. They had two locations.
What was before? I think it was empty before Jillian's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike says those kamikazes that Jillian's had would make you take stuff you never stole.
Okay.
Well, I don't want a kamikaze. I don't want one of those. Goodness.
You're sitting there in the bathroom and you're thinking, I could use some toilet paper at the house. I'm gonna take one of these rolls.
The paper towel dispenser is more like what you'd probably take with your kamikaze. Whatever that does to you, I don't know. Okay. All right, quick sports coming up.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to experience their infamous torture test firsthand.
Hi, you weren't kidding. This is cold. I'm surrounded by HVAC units covered in a layer of ice and snow. I get it. It's hard to stop a train.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local Train dealer.
Train. The most reliable heating and cooling brand.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. This Angela Marsden, Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill owner, is kind of a star. She was the woman, the L.A. bar owner, that went viral with her frustration. And it has, I think, exemplified how difficult it is, particularly restaurants and bars. I mean, small business in general is getting creamed, and you're watching the big people just make coin like never before. I mean, Walmart can't count their money. Amazon can't even count it. It's too much. They're tripping over stacks of cash, and you're begging for another loan.
The Amazon stuff is, it's, wow.
844, but the reason Angela Marsden, Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill owner, Sherman Oaks, California, is this pure passion, pure authenticity, pure frustration. I mean, it's, you just listen to her words. This is the tail end of the thing that went viral.
Fuel. Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under.
She just grabbed the phone and just started walking around. She had this huge tent, and 20 feet away was three huge tents, and they were eating, and she was closed.
They have not given us money, and they have shut us down. We cannot survive. My staff cannot survive. Look at this.
And she shows the tent, and it's perfect. It's unbelievable. And then 20 feet away, three tents that size.
Tell me that this is dangerous. But right next to me is a slap in my face.
And they're eating. And she shut down. And Mayor Garcetti from Los Angeles said, well, that's a movie production and they're essential. How dare you tell that Angela Marsden's not essential? Anyway, that captures it. And I've saved it and I'm going to keep playing. That captures the desperation of the small business owner. And she's still on there this morning crying. I mean, it's just, it's devastation that the people that make these decisions have no chance of understanding because they're not threatened like that. And when I said they shouldn't be being paid, obviously they're working. But if you really want to walk in the shoes, you got to not have money.
Yeah.
And then you'll feel it. And then there'll be a little more panic. And then you go through that. And it's just... You empathize, and yeah, I know how hard. No, you don't know. You can't know. But I'd like you to know. That's why I said don't get paid, and then you'll really know, and then you'll understand, and I'll vote for you every time if you're elected, because nobody will do that. All right, 8:46, our quick check of sports. Headlines.
So, it's the Big Ten ACC Challenge with our number 6 Illini at 3-1 on the season, taking on number 2, the Duke Blue Devils.
It's number 10?
Number 10.
Yeah, okay.
They are 2-1 on the season with the winningest coach, Mike Krzyzewski. And Brad Underwood, our coach, is saying, we're ready.
Yeah, and I think they're thrilled to get to play this. And I think at this point, it's almost like walking in a minefield. You don't know when the program's going to get shut. It could happen to anybody anytime.
Well, Wisconsin felt that with Louisville pausing indefinitely with their COVID-19.
But Gonzaga's shut for 2 weeks. I mean, they're shut down. They've canceled 4 games. Mm. I mean, you're nothing you can do. It can happen to anybody. That's what we're dealing with.
Well, they're on top. Baylor at number 2. Iowa at number 3. Michigan State bumped up to 4 after their win over Duke. So, yesterday, Washington gave the Pittsburgh Steelers their first loss of the season. Buffalo Bills took the San Francisco 49ers, and we'll have a game tonight at 7. Dallas at Baltimore in NFL action.
NFL, and then the Illini at 8:30, so you get half of the NFL game if you want to do that. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys are 3-8, and they lost their quarterback.
Right. And we have our kickoff at 11 against Northwestern. I didn't catch a lot of Jay Lehman's statements yesterday about the Iowa game. Okay, he's always on with us on Mondays after 4 on The Drive on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, a little on that here in just a second. It's weather next.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Remind me next year just how incredible November and December so far weather-wise. It's just unbelievable. I mean, essentially, you get me to February, we can deal with that. It's a short month, but this has just gone swimmingly here, weather-wise.
Yes, it has, with a high 41 today. 32 our low tonight. We're expecting maybe some early morning fog and sunshine tomorrow with a high 54, low 28. 56 the high on Thursday. I think I'm going to play hooky then. That's finishing up the leaves and finishing up the outdoor decorations. I've only kind of Charlie Brown treated it so far this season. Right now, the temperature's at 36 on ESPN 93.5.
You're getting all the way to December 17. I'm looking at the 10-day, and we're still going to be above freezing for the high.
I love it.
That's a deal.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for just the three or four loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenage, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. Unlike most banks, with just one application and one credit pull, I can shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation to find the best loan product for you. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com. NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Yeah, so it's just spectacular. I'm looking at, what did you say the high today was?
41.
41. Tomorrow's 50-ish, 54. Mm-hmm. Thursday, 55. Friday, 52. Is that what you're seeing?
Yep.
46, 36, 37, 41, 37, 37. I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just easier. It's just easier
for
to move
sure.
around. There's no snow at this point. We might get a little precip, but, you know, Cleveland, I told you last week, Cleveland got 2 feet of snow.
I did not know that.
Cleveland, Ohio had 24 inches.
That's kind of lake effect action, huh?
Don't care. It's 2 feet that you have to shovel.
Right.
And then scrape.
Exactly.
Okay, so Lovie Smith, I have no idea what to do. I don't want to fire anybody. I'm tired of that. But I don't know. I think, as I understand his contract, it's through at least, maybe it's a, I'm looking at something that the boys had up last night. And it looks, I don't know if it's if he's only got one more year on the contract, that's a problem. I don't know how
coach. Yeah, but we might as well sit that out instead of the payout.
Well, yeah, but you can't let a coach coach with a year on the contract because no recruits and know that they have no idea who's going to be a coach.
Right.
So there's that. How do you recruit with 1 year left if that's the case? And I might be wrong. I'm just looking at the whole deal. His total contract pay is said to be about $23 million. Which is pretty good money, I guess. College, I mean, the Kurt Ferentz, the coach at Iowa, his entire package is $50 million. So if you're successful, now he's the dean of the Big Ten coaches with 22 years or whatever. But if you're good at this, you make a lot of money. Now, what Bum Phillips say in the 1980s, the Houston Oilers coach? There's two kinds of coaches, dem that's been fired and dem that's going to be fired. So
okay.
That's how it works. But I don't know what to tell you. I'm rooting for Lovie. If you beat Northwestern, you win your ninth game, I think he's here. And I don't know if anybody has any money for any payout. So I think he's probably here, but I don't know how you coach with 1 year left if that's the case. Maybe he's got a couple years, but according to this, and this is might be a few years older, maybe he's extended in, but you can't leave any coach with 1 year. You just can't recruit. And so, I don't know. It's particularly disappointing when Tom Wilson, is that the guy's name over at Indiana? Whatever, Tom something. Indiana's the real deal, man. They're a top 10 football team.
Yeah.
I was way better than Indiana back in the day.
I see.
Northwestern got better than me a couple of decades ago, I think. So that hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know who's left, Rutgers. And I think this new coach they've got that's going to be a problem for us coming. Somebody, please, just win six games. And then on good years, win nine. I mean, we don't want unless expect undefeated ever. It's just unbelievably difficult to win six times with our program. We've just never been able to be consistent. Nobody quite understands it.
Indiana football coach Tom Allen.
Tom Allen. Gosh, what a good job.
He's been there since 2016.
But did you hear, I got to get that Tom Allen speech after they lost Ohio State. I mean, I dang near walked over to Columbus and got my helmet on. I mean, that guy was screaming passion.
That's what's trending, actually, as I was looking up his post-game passion and interview. And
I got to dig that up for tomorrow.
Okay.
Just remind me.
That sounds awesome.
His guys just, and the Buckeyes were ahead like 35-7. And Ohio State won 42-35. And he was just telling them that we're special. And we're not happy today, but we're special. And it just, and they've gone on and.
Nice.
They're eighth in the country. Indiana football. I'm not talking basketball. Indiana football. So that hurts me a little more because I'm not there. And I want to be there.
Well, they're number 12 now.
Unbelievable. They went up to Wisconsin. They were 14-point underdogs in Wisconsin, and the Badgers could only score 6. They scored 45 on me. So, anyway, we'll talk more tomorrow. We'll get Eddie Martin on with Brother Johnny.
Well, and I mentioned Jay Layman, but...
Jay was obviously saying that we can't accept 35 straight points. I didn't hear every verbiage he said, but the momentum from Nebraska is clearly gone.
Okay.
So all we can do is turn around, go beat Northwestern. We're 14.5-point underdogs.
Okay.
And just start it, win that one, win your ninth one. I think we're fine.
Okay.
But we gotta do something. Then we, yeah. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
Go Illini. Enjoy the day.
You too. Diane Ducey, I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet tomorrow. Have a great
December 8th.
Tuesday. Thank you. At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Body and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Body and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Body and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Body and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
Pia's Sports Bar and Grill at 1609 West Springfield Avenue near Madison, Champaign has a huge heated tent and big screen TVs so you can meet fans and root on your favorite team.
ILLINI. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pia's curbside service is available as you order delicious food.
Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more.
Support small businesses like Pia's today. Learn more at piasportspub.com.
My name is Mark Flumacher and I am a Champaign County farmer. Champaign County has been my family's home for 4 generations. I farm to preserve and conserve the soil and water. I farm to be a worthy steward of this ground that I call home. I farm so that both my family and yours can enjoy the wonders that come from the changing of the seasons. Champaign County is home, and I farm so the next generations can also have the joy of calling Champaign County home. Champaign County Farmers Care, a message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. But we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Winter. I don't like it. All the jeans and hoodies, they double my laundry size. They double my workload. I'm not having it.
You need a large capacity Electrolux front load washer from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I had a front loader before. Crying out loud, vibrated the whole house.
Electrolux is top rated for least vibration or your money back.
Don't I have to buy those super duper expensive pedestal bases?
Pedestals are buy one, get one free for a limited time.
That's a $320 value.
It's a crazy good deal. Pick your color, white or sparkling titanium. Electrolux accepts pods. Fast 15-minute wash cycle and a water heater that annihilates harmful bacteria. And our free 10-year protection plan.
Great! Will it fold my laundry?
It sure does not.
No problem. That's what my kits are for.
Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Do you have
have anyone looking out for you when it comes to your financial decisions and future? Have you been wondering if you should talk with someone about your finances? No matter where you are and what stage of life you are in, especially during these crazy, uncertain times, you need to meet with Terry and Tim at Chesser Financial. Call me, Christy, for an appointment at 217-352-5828.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company. Member FINRA SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 61820, 217-352-5828.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more. And all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
ho, ho, ho!
It's holiday Christmas!
Looking for Santa this holiday season? You won't have to travel very far. Join us at the Champaign County Fairgrounds, December 11th through the 13th, for Santa's drive-through workshop, presented by Christie Clinic and Crisis Nursery. This event is free to attend and open to the entire community. Drive through with your little ones, grab a photo with Santa and Mrs. Claus, visit our giving tree, and snag a goodie bag while supplies last. More details can be found on Facebook by searching Crisis Nursery or by visiting crisisnursery.net.
You're listening to WS.